A 9-0 decision, gang. 9-0. Trump will be on every single ballot throughout these United States in November, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that left-wing liberals can do about it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. Hit up to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. What unbelievable irony. This decision today from SCOTUS, it's just so incredibly ironic. What was supposed to happen today? Today's the day that Jack Smith and that corrupt judge in D.C. picked for Trump's J6 trial to begin. March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday. Today was supposed to be the beginning of the end for Trump. Today's date was picked to purposely keep Trump off the campaign trail the day before the single biggest day of the primary, Super Tuesday, March 4th. It was the single most blatant admission of what this trial is really all about. It's all about interfering in elections. It's all about deliberately disrupting the democratic integrity of a presidential election. And instead, on this day, March 4th, what did Jack Smith and the Democrats get? They got what was perhaps the single biggest smackdown that any state Supreme Court has ever gotten. As you know, the U.S. Supreme Court held oral arguments back on February 8th on whether Trump could be constitutionally barred from the ballot because of his supposed participation in insurrection. Four far-left activists disguised as justices on the Colorado Supreme Court voted to ban Trump from the Colorado ballot in the name of protecting democracy. Two more states, Maine and Illinois, have followed suit. Now, at one level, all of this at the Supreme Court is completely superfluous. All these decisions to ban Trump were all stayed, meaning that until the Supreme Court made the decision one way or another, Trump's name remained on all of the ballots. So the only way the Supreme Court could have made a difference here is if they actually upheld the original Colorado ruling, which, given the kinds of questions that they were asking Colorado's feckless attorney back on February 8th, few Supreme Court analysts thought that even possible. And so here we are. The Supreme Court has just announced, literally minutes ago, a 9-0 decision. Courts do not have the authority or jurisdiction to unilaterally remove a name from the presidential ballot. That is a decision for voters, not judges. It was a crushing defeat for the weaponized legalism of the Democrats. And now they're starting to realize that all of their plans are collapsing right before their very eyes. There's really no way around this. We talked about this on our Livestream Friday broadcast. The left threw all their eggs in a single basket, the basket of lawfare, of weaponized legalism. They know Sleepy Joe can't win. They know he didn't win in 2020. How the hell is he going to win in 2024? They also know they can't pull off the same kind of hoax they pulled off in 2020. Most states, of course, are not making the same kind of widespread exemptions to the normal ballot rules like they did during COVID. Democrats aren't going to be able to pull off what they did in Arizona and Georgia and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania again. So they've turned to lawfare. They've turned to the courts to deliberately disrupt the democratic integrity of this presidential election. And it's beginning to dawn on them that their plan of interfering in the election is backfiring. As Jesse Waters of Fox put it last week, the Democrats have been trying to persuade a handful of judges that Trump is the Antichrist instead of 150 million voters. It was a brilliant insight on Jesse's part because it at least in part explains why Biden has been collapsing in the court of public opinion. We got two new polls that just dropped in the last 48 hours. And it's panic time for the Democrats. I mean, there's no way around this. But as you know, gang, our founding fathers created the American Constitution for the very purpose that our rights as citizens would be protected at the fundamental level. Over these past few years, however, we directly witnessed the growing threats posed to those rights. To fight back against this creep against our freedoms, I partnered with a group of amazing patriots who have formed the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC, as it's known, is America's leading senior advocacy and benefits organization. It acts as a conservative, patriotic alternative to the AARP. AMAC, on top of being a proud Turley Talk sponsor today's video, pays attention to the voices of their members and champions patriot concerns on Capitol Hill. AMAC provides its members with top-notch insurance and travel benefits, as well as numerous other services, all without the big government agenda of the AARP. Just click on that link below right now to join today. Membership is immensely affordable and provides you with superior benefits and a community of over 2 million members just like you, who are dedicated to preserving our traditional American values. Between Biden's stagflation, the open border, and the disastrous situation brewing overseas, it's safe to say mainstream Washington advocacy groups are not putting your interests first. But click on that link below right now, and you can help bring that travesty to an end. Join AMAC today and help save our great nation. Click on that link or visit amac.us/Turley and choose the right plan for you and, most importantly, for our nation. The latest New York Times poll just dropped over the weekend, gang. And if you're a liberal, I mean, this was a shocker. It's yet another indicator that your left-wing world is indeed falling apart. Trump now leads Biden by 5. Now, just to put that in context, back in 2020, the same New York Times poll around this time that year had Biden up by 14. So this poll represents a 19-point swing in Trump's direction since 2020. And their last poll of 2020 gave Biden a 9-point lead. He ended up winning, quote-unquote, winning by just 40,000 votes. In other words, the Times routinely overestimates Biden's support. Biden always underperforms his polling. Trump always overperforms his polling. So if the New York Times has Trump with a 5-point lead, you could be sure it's more like 7 or 8, possibly even 10. And when you read the crosstabs, you can see why. It's an absolutely stunning turn of events. Trump is now officially leading Biden among Latinos by 6 points. Now, we've been seeing that defection happening for some time now, but this really is the first time we've seen a massive breakaway like that for Trump among Latinos. 6 points. I mean, that's huge. And again, it fits with the pattern of seeing this mass defection among the non-white working class in general over to Trump's side. We first saw the white working class defect to Trump in droves back in 2016. That's what cost Hillary the election. Trump got such a huge majority of the white working class vote that even if Hillary had gotten Barack Obama's level of black support, she still would have lost. And now we're seeing Trump getting a significant proportion of that support. Trump is now getting nearly 25% black support, which represents a 500% increase since the same poll was taken back in 2020. Again, gang, this is why the left is absolutely freaking out here. The non-white working class vote overall is solidly in Trump's corner. But it's not just blacks and Latinos. 73% of Biden's 2020 voters, 73%, believe he's too old and senile for another term. Gang, that's beyond devastating. 73. And it's not just the New York Times. Over the weekend, the latest CBS poll, that dropped. That has Trump thumping Biden by 4. It's Trump's biggest lead over Biden yet, according to CBS's polling. And again, the crosstabs are very suggestive as to why. 55% of respondents believe prices will continue to go up if Biden is reelected. Only 34% believe that's the case if Trump's elected. 72% believe that illegal migration will decrease under Trump, whereas only 22% believe it will decrease under Biden. And remember, illegal migration is now the number one issue of concern among voters. And so the left is in a total meltdown today. Look at this from Vox. That's Vox with a V, by the way, not Fox, but Vox, the ultra-leftist site. The title of the article is, "The Courts Were Never Going to Save America for Donald Trump." That's an actual title. The courts were never going to save America from Donald Trump. I didn't know that's what the courts were for. I didn't know the courts existed to take out candidates the left doesn't like. I mean, they don't even try to hide what they're doing. This guy at Vox is actually pouting over the failure of lawfare to take Trump out. But all the pouting in the world isn't going to win you an election. The Supreme Court has made it absolutely clear that Trump will remain on the ballot. And as such, He's poised to absolutely crush it in November. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized, but you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.